Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the White House to discuss the war in Gaza with President Joe Biden and likely Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris at an important moment for all three politicians.
I want to thank you for 50 years of public service and 50 years of support for the state of Israel. And I look forward to discussing with you today and working with you in the months ahead on the great issues before us.
Netanyahu's White House visit on Thursday comes during growing pressure on all three leaders to find an endgame to Israel's war in Gaza and engineer the return of hostages held there. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday took her campaign platform to one of the largest teachers' unions in Texas, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Before a friendly audience of unionized teachers in Houston that just endorsed her, the newly named presidential candidate touched on all their key issues.
We are fighting for the future.
Vice President Kamala Harris promised the American Federation of Teachers and the nation she will work to better the lives of Americans, and says Donald Trump and his allies want to take the country backward into a darker time.
Back to tax breaks for billionaires.
The Harris campaign has just over 100 days to maximize her outreach. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Romania's defense ministry said on Thursday debris from what is believed to be a Russian drone has landed on its soil in a rural area. It's the latest apparent incident of drone wreckage from the war in neighboring Ukraine falling onto the NATO member's soil. Since the war started in February 2022, Romania has confirmed drone fragments on